About it. Your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, hooking up fresh seafood. Let me tell you, if you ain't never been here, easy to get to right off I-65. Take the North Boulevard exit, then take the first exit. That'll be Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right three times. That's right, right, and right again. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find us, hook up fresh seafood. You'll also go by the new RV park we got opened up. So if you got company coming in town for the holidays, we got a spot for them down here on the river. They can come down here. Bring their RV, come over here and get some good food. And if the weather's pretty, bring your boat down here and hit the river or rent a pontoon boat. We got it all covered. And then you can get down here on Sunday afternoon, some live music. This week, Terry Hanks in town, award-winning sax player, some fine blues singer-songwriter. Y'all, we're going to have a good time. So we're looking for you to get down here soon. Be sure you come hungry, a fryer, a steamer, and a grill. You know we got something good for you from the Gulf, so come on down here. We're looking for you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty quiet weekend forecast, mostly cloudy skies. The rain chances are not zero, but they're fairly small. It's about a 20% chance, you know, through tonight and tomorrow, and maybe a slightly better chance Sunday night. But the low tonight will be 48. High tomorrow in the low 60s with cloudy skies again on Sunday. Then on Monday, we'll reach the low 70s. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Monday night into Tuesday as the first of two fronts moves through the area. Then there'll be a big temperature drop by Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program. Where's my flying car? You know, I listened to all these old radio shows from the 40s and 50s, and they were talking about in the late 70s, there will be flying cars, cities that float, you know, all this stuff. Where are they?
You can do it, Terry. You can build one.
Well, here's the thing. Look at how far they went with computers in such a short amount of time. If the automobile had followed that same line, we would be driving flying cars that got 700 miles a gallon or whatever, you know. Things would be so much better than they are right now.
What you need is flubber.
No, I don't need flubber. I don't want him. I don't want whatever his name is anywhere around me. What was his name? He was in...
It was the Nutty Professor.
Yeah. He was in My Three Sons. I can't remember his name, but yeah. Yeah, I don't want flubber or son of flubber. But think about how... I think they purposely are keeping back a lot of the innovation that's happened with internal combustion engines because they're trying to get rid of them. So, you know, Infiniti just patented a variable compression ratio engine that supposedly is going to give it 30% more power, you know, more efficiency, yada, yada, yada. You never hear anything about it. Because they don't want us to know about it. They don't want us to know that we're at a point now where we could have a car that gets 200 or 300 miles a gallon. They don't want us to know that because they're trying to get rid of gasoline, internal combustion engines. We have a call?
Yes, it's Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay, man. How are
you? Hey, Frank.
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, I just heard you. First off, just so you understand, I don't believe in or even read Second Enoch or Third Enoch.
I was trying to tell him that it's not really accepted because it's not it wasn't in the Dead Sea Scrolls or any of that stuff.
No, it's not in the Dead Sea Scrolls and it's not quoted in the Bible. The only thing that's quoted in the Bible is Enoch 1.
Right.
And it doesn't mean I'm right. I just don't read it. I don't believe in it. But anyway, here's the reason I called. I was going to ask you a couple questions tonight, Terry, but I'm going to kind of put one on for a different night.
Okay.
I was going to ask, has the Bible ever been rewritten and edited? But I'm going to put that on hold for a little bit, because what I want to talk tonight is going to be a little bit controversial.
Oh, boy.
And it may be a little bit more than controversial.
We like that, yeah.
Let me ask you this question. But before I ask you this question, just food for thought.
Okay.
As in the days of Noah, why are they really doing chemtrails right now? Is it to change the atmosphere to match the days when the giants lived? Put that in the back of your mind. Okay.
Well, I have some more ammunition for you on that point. I've talked about this before. There was a BBC documentary done called The Friendship Case. It was black and white. It was done in the 80s. The footage was all black and white from the 50s. This group of Italians claimed they befriended some ETs that looked just like us, but one was like a third bigger and one was like a third smaller, but otherwise they looked just like humans. They lived underground. They could compress the air out of the soil and make caverns. So they're talking to these Italians. This was, like I said, black and white, old video footage. They're showing their UFOs and stuff, their saucers flying. And they asked the Italian guy, did they ever ask you for anything? He said, yes. They asked us for industrial quantities of aluminum, barium, and strontium. Those are the three main ingredients in chemtrails. Why would aliens want those?
Yeah.
You know, it goes back to what you just said. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Go ahead.
That makes a lot of sense. Go ahead, folks.
Well, they mostly use that to terraform. They use metals, nanoparticle metals, and I've heard them talk about it in the secret space program that when they go to certain planets, that's what they use. To terraform the planet with, to get the atmosphere, you know, where it can where it can support life.
Right. Well, I've got more on it later, but I've got a little bit to cover tonight.
Sure,
I really don't want to go into that, but I just thought that food for thought. But here's my main question, and there's two parts to it. Has the Bible been copied from other books? And if it has, what role did Enoch play in it?
Well, I know that they went through the books of the Bible. When I say they, I mean Constantine and the 300 religious, quote, experts that he gathered for this little deal. And they put everything in chronological order, which means they kicked a lot of the stuff out that didn't fit in with their order of things. So I know that that happened. I don't know if you would consider that editing. They edited the Bible, but they didn't edit the books themselves. That's all I know about it.
That's kind of the editing. Editing is a whole different deal.
Okay.
Because it's got several really interesting parts to it, but the answer to it, yes, they have. But I'll explain it more in detail. Okay. But my question is, for tonight, has the Bible been copied from other books? And if it has, what role did Enoch play? Okay? So let me start, if I could. Stop me anytime you want me to stop if I go too long and you say you said enough, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But this is really interesting. Okay?
Okay.
Because right now, this is setting the stage. I believe this topic setting up the one world government, the one world religion, following the teachings of Enoch and Satan. Now think about what I just said. The Enoch teachings of Enoch and Satan. I'm not crazy. I'm going to qualify it here in a minute.
I believe you. Sure.
The key to most of this is the six generations before the giant. And why the Bible records the generations of Cain and the generations of Seth. Why did that happen? Now remember, the first six generations were Adam, Seth, Enoch, Canaan, Mahalalel, and Jared. Okay, Jared is when the angels fell. In the sixth generation, the generation of Jared. Okay. And remember, the average lifespan of humans back then was about 900 years. Okay?
Wow.
Which means that when the angels fell, okay, the fallen angels came down, 200 of them, that Adam, Seth, Enoch, Canaan, Mahalalel, and Jared were all alive, okay, as were Enoch, Methuselah, wow, Lamech, and Noah, okay?
Okay.
They were all alive. Now, that means that Seth was alive as well. The genealogy from Adam, you had Cain, Abel, and Seth. Underneath Seth, you've got Seth, Enoch, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah. We've talked about this before. Underneath Cain, you've got another Enoch, Irad, Mahalalel, Methuselah, and Lamech. And then you got Jabal, Jamal, Nakash, and Tubal-Cain. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So that sets the stage for this, because the fallen angels of Satan have tried to control the narrative from the beginning of creation.
I believe that.
The Rosetta Stone of understanding the history of the Bible and what happened and what will happen again is Genesis 6. Okay, increasing corruption on the earth. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but when man began to multiply the face on the land and daughters were born to them, mm-hmm, the sons of God saw the daughters and the men were attracted
to them wives,
and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And then these were mighty men. These mighty men were of old and the men of renown. Okay, mm-hmm. So the fawning.
Right.
The entire purpose of the flood was to destroy the pure evil of the Nephilim, the children of the fallen angels, and save the Adamic DNA, or the DNA of Adam.
The uncorrupted DNA.
Yes.
Got it.
Now, by the way, giants are recorded, remains of giants on every continent in the world without exception.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
They're hidden.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, men of renown and heroes of old, in mythology, in the Greek
Titans,
there's two groups. One were gods and the other were giants, just like the sons of God and the fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the Sumerian, the Anunnaki, one group was gods and the other groups were giants. If you go to line 34 to 36 of the Urograph Gilgamesh, it will tell you exactly in detail how big Gilgamesh's size was. Okay? He was a giant. Moving on to Mount Hermon, Gilgamesh is not the only ancient giant directly associated with this prominent locale or location, okay? We know from the books of Numbers, Deuteronomy, Book of Joshua, record the Battle of Moses and the Israelites against Og, okay? The Aramite king of Bashan, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we know everything we do from the Book of Enoch, all right?
Right.
Now, let me qualify right there. There's two Enoch.
That's right.
There's a godly Enoch, and there's a satanic Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Right.
By the way, one thing that's really interesting, I did this as a side study this week. If you look at the geoliths, okay, and geoliths are, geoliths are the drawings that are all across the world, okay? You know, in the Incas and so forth. These gigantic drawings that you can only see from the air.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Yeah, like the Nazca lines. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you look at them, some of them look like circuit boards, and some of them extend for hundreds and hundreds of miles.
Yes, that's right.
Is this an ancient language? Food for thought.
Wow.
I'm going to touch on it on a different night.
Wow. Okay? Yeah, good one.
Jewish folk history, okay, which people don't talk a lot about. They'll talk about all these other, Sumerian, Akkadian, Egyptian, etc., where folk history was passed down orally from one generation to another generation. But they don't talk a lot about Jewish folk history, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Genesis 2:9, it tells us in the middle of the garden, God put the tree that gives life and also the tree that gives knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
okay?
Right.
But the concept of the tree of life is the source of life was widespread across several different religions. In Egyptian mythology, an example is the gods Isis and Orias, said to have sprung the life from the Aca tree called Lysia, L-U-S-A-A-S-A-T. Okay? And Assyrian stone panels in Nimrod, in ancient Persian mythology, it's called the Huma tree, H-A-U-M-A.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, you want me to stop until you take a break?
No, go ahead. We got a little bit of time.
Okay.
Keep going.
Because there's so many different, all these ancient, I'm going to get to some of these ancient books in a minute. Okay. In the Middle Eastern world, the Old Testament time, sacred trees were commonly in Egyptian and Mesopotamian regions. Deities were thought to dwell in these trees. The Egyptian sky goddess, Nut, was described as a sycamore fig tree.
Wow.
Okay. And then the Sumerian god, I can't pronounce it, N-I-N-G-I-S-H-G-I-G-A, often dictated as a serpent who was thought to live in the tree itself.
Wow.
So it's widespread,
mm-hmm.
all right,
mm-hmm.
through all these different ancient languages, okay? Now, nearly 1,000 years of after ancestral history passed, and we move on to the narrative of Enoch, the good Enoch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the bad Enoch, the Enoch descendant of Cain who founds the city in Mesopotamia an estimated 4250 B.C., okay? And if you go to that, in Genesis 4:17, Cain knew his wife, and she was conceived and bore Enoch. When he built the city, he called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. All right?
Okay.
Now, that was considered to be that and a city called E-R-I-D-E-U. Okay? By the way, that's Enoch's son's name.
Eridu.
Okay? The bad Enoch. Yeah, Eridu. Okay? That's his son's name. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first known ancient in Mesopotamia was Eridu. According to biblical account, the first Mesopotamian city that was built by Cain's descendants. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The main city, I'm going down to Talabat. As Noah's descendants moved eastward across the low-lying floodplain and got to the Euphrates and Tigris rivers, all right, they built a city called Babylonia.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, the first religious high place built by Nimrod in an estimated 2850 B.C. was excavated by archaeologists in the 1940s, and it was dedicated to Enki, the god of wisdom, okay? It was later joined by many other Babylonian towers.
Enki?
This is really important.
Say.
The ziggurat, right?
All right, yep.
The step pyramids or the ziggurat. They were built higher than the other buildings of gods who assumed to dwell in these higher places, right?
Okay.
And there were several of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to a city called Okay, the
Europe.
City is considered the oldest. Yeah, you're right. The oldest city in the world by some people. Some say it's estimated to be built in 450 BCE.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
But Eridu is close to Uruk. All right. But there's claims that Byblos, Jericho, Damascus, Aleppo, Jerusalem, Sidon, Athens, and so forth are real close to the same age. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Aleppo. Aleppo is about 8,200 years old.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you prove that?
I actually read about that 2 days ago. Yep. It was populated, I think it was 6,200 years ago. That was when first, that was evidence of it. And you add the 6,200 to that, to 2019, it's
right.
Over 8,000 years old.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the question. The floods, other than the stories in the Bible, are they taken from previous sources? Are
yeah.
the flood stories?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are they taken from previous sources? Now, here's books that wait a minute. Let me back up. You're saying the flood story is actually taken from other books?
Yeah. It's in more. It's in the Chinese account. An Indian, like subcontinent of India account. It's in a, and it's in the Sumerian account.
Is it taken or replicated?
Yeah, is it taken from the Bible, or is the Bible being used by it to be taken? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's the question.
The Mahabharata is a lot older than than what the Bible is.
Okay, that's my point. Let me keep going. Because there's a reason why I say that's my point. Books that predate the Bible that are well known. The first one's the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Okay? The Book of the Dead is believed to have influenced the Ten Commandments given to Moses. It reads exactly like them, except in the negative registry. For example, the Book of the Dead says, I have not stolen. Okay? So it reverses it. Okay? The Epic of Gilgamesh. Now, this is going to be highly contested, but there's a lot of interesting facts.
Oh, yes, it is.
The story of the Great Flood, the serpent in the Garden of Eden, and many other biblical stories are believed strongly influenced by this epic. Okay? It is said to be written 2100 B.C. It tells the story of King Gilgamesh, and I may pronounce it wrong, and Enkidu.
That dog man.
The dog man, exactly. Can. And some say he was supposed to be the complete opposite of Gilgamesh, but I don't know all that. But anyway, the Epic of Gilgamesh predates Homer's Odyssey and is believed to heavily influence that work, and it predates the Bible. Okay?
Right.
By the way, Enoch, the good Enoch, was told about the flood way before the flood in the Book of Enoch.
Yes.
And way before the Epic of Gilgamesh.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
Way before. All right? Mesopotamian flood stories have a long history in Mesopotamia. A flood marks a new period in the history of the Sumerian kinglet, okay, which names eight kings who ruled before them. The flood swept over them. Okay?
Exactly. Yep.
There's more than one Sumerian flood story. The Babylonian story of Altarhasis, Altarhasis, okay, is certainly the most famous Mesopotamian flood story, apart from the one in Gilgamesh, all right? But if you go down to Gilgamesh, it's an important feature of the epic flood, okay, and it's got several different characters, okay? But rather than Gilgamesh flood account being rather than the Genesis flood account being copied from the Epic of Gilgamesh, both accounts are entirely separate records of something that actually occurred, namely a global flood. The gods that appear in the Epic of Gilgamesh are the Anunnaki, a name that is contested. A lot of people believe it means those of royal blood. And I know Stinchem, says that it's those from above, all right?
Right.
And finding a lot of proof of these princely offsprings in ancient Sumerian language, all right? When we've talked about the Anunnaki several times.
Yeah.
Right? And to me, that in pagan mythology, it's a biblical account of the Nephilim, all right?
Okay.
It's a replication of the Nephilim. Archaeologists are yet to discover any actual evidence that could date the epic back to the time of the origin. But multiple copies of certain snippets of this epic have been found in modern-day Israel, Syria, and Turkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of similarities in this epic, but there's also a lot of differences in it, all right? First off, in the Epic of Gilgamesh, it's only a six-day deal. Okay, instead of the 40 days in the Bible. For example, the Bible, Noah takes 100 years from the ark in the epic, and in the first flood in recorded Mesopotamia, only 7 days complete. Similarly, when it rained nonstop for 40 days in the Bible, it only rained 7 days, I'm sorry, it was six, 7 days instead of 6 days in the Epic of Gilgamesh, all right?
Right.
So there's differences in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's switch to the Book of Giants, all right? By the way, the Book of Giants was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. In the Book of Giants, it retells the story of the Book of Enoch, all right, where the Nephilim, or the children of the fallen angels, especially two children, petition Enoch on their behalf.
Jesus,
all right,
intercede for them.
And it says the name of one of the giants in the book is Gilgamesh. The Babylonian Herian subject a great epic written in the 3rd millennium BCE, all right? So Gilgamesh is all over the place in all these different deals, right?
Right.
Then you've got what's called the Zoroastrian text, right? That says it had been written anywhere from 600 BC to 650, CE, okay? The religion is based that influenced many of the other older religions, including Christianity, all right? And the Bible with several parallels can be traced all the way to the book of Isaiah. So there's all these different books out there that are older than the Bible that tell the same story that the Bible does.
Right.
Okay? What does this mean?
It means that the Bible is the preeminent knowledge, book of knowledge, and everything else copied from it. Or everything else just related the same events in their own different way.
But let me ask you this. Okay, and there again, bear with me, and if you need to take a break.
Yeah, I need, Frank, can you hold on for me? Because I'm too late, two breaks back.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on for me. Jason, will you put him on hold for me?
Sure.
All right, guys, we got to hit a couple of breaks, so y'all bear with us. We will be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Practice hard and you can beat your toughest opponent. Keep pushing and you can beat your best time in the mile. Use your head and you can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. Beating the train is a deadly game, and the train wins every time. That's because any approaching train is always closer and going faster than you think. No wonder someone is hit or killed by a train every 3 hours. Pay attention around train tracks. Always stop for an approaching train. And never, ever drive around lowered gates or flashing lights. It's not only illegal, it'll get you killed. Sure, mad video skills will help you beat your buddies. But don't risk your life and theirs trying to beat the train. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
I try, and I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work.
Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
You know, one of the most important things to you would be your family. And at this holiday season, Weatherman Sun Southside Firestone wishes you the absolute best of the best. Please be careful on the road. Secondly, your vehicle. Don't get caught with a broken down vehicle alongside the road when you're ready to go out there and have a great time this holiday season. Listen, Weatherman Sun Southside Firestone can take care of everything from the top of the roof all the way down to under the tires and everything in between, whether it's an oil change, whether you need to get the transmission looked at if it needs some fluid, or whether you need the tires rotated or even brand new tires. You need to go see Woodham & Son Southside Firestone. I've been using them for 40 years. They are outstanding. And if you don't believe me, just check them out on Facebook and you'll see all the great reviews. Woodham & Son Southside Firestone wishes you a happy holiday season. They're located about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Pretty quiet weekend forecast, mostly cloudy skies. The rain chances are not zero, but they're fairly small. It's about a 20% chance, you know, through tonight and tomorrow, and maybe a slightly better chance Sunday night. But the low tonight will be 48. High tomorrow in the low 60s with cloudy skies again on Sunday. Then on Monday, we'll reach the low 70s. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Monday night into Tuesday as the first of two fronts moves through the area. Then there'll be a big temperature drop by Tuesday night into Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, and Frank, you're on, buddy.
Hey.
Thank you for your patience.
That's fine, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
The other Enoch, let's talk a little bit about him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is believed by several sources that this Enoch, the son of Cain, invented writing to employ secretive sacred symbols known only to the selected elite as a vehicle to transmit the sacred truths and mysteries, and especially the seventh science.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
With hieroglyphics, Enoch recorded all the sciences and various branches into great books, while building 9 subterranean vaults to protect his wisdom from the looming Deluge, the flood,
Yeah.
That he knew was coming, right?
Right.
How did he know the flood was coming
prophecy or godly people warning him, or maybe...
I mean, you think about that. Okay, he's the son of Cain.
He knows.
He knows, all right? Now, there's a really good book out there called Alchemy, the Egyptian Connection to Enoch, all right? But this is the other Enoch, and, you know, sometimes I assume too much. I don't know if everybody knows what alchemy means, but from your chemistry classes, you know, of course, from my history, you know what it means. It's transformation of matter, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And did Enoch build the pyramid, okay? Was he credited building the pyramid? I believe he was, but I believe it was not godly Enoch, but the satanic Enoch, all right?
Oh, that makes sense.
Now, I tell you, Terry, I've done so much study on this other Enoch this week, it would blow your mind. I literally 50 to 60 hours of study.
Wow.
On this guy, all right?
Thank you.
Now, in addition, Egyptians owe their origins in the hieroglyphics to Hermes, all right? How exactly does the biblical patriarch Enoch come to be identified as the pagan culture hero Hermes?
Huh.
They have it wrong. It's the wrong Enoch.
Okay. That makes sense.
The wrong Enoch, the firstborn of Cain. Now, and I'm going to talk more about that, some of the things that people have been accusing Enoch for years, all right? Now, this Enoch's not the son of Jared, the son from Adam, it's the son of Cain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, ask yourself, why is the line of Cain and Seth listed in the Bible? There was a reason they put it there, and I believe, all right, there was a reason for Genesis 4:16, 4:15, 16, and 17. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him, all
exactly.
right?
Who?
Why did he put that mark
Who was going to find him? Yeah. Exactly.
All right. And then 15. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence, lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. All right. And then 17. That's where he married his wife and became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. And they built a city named it after Enoch. Now, the mystical religions of Cain, okay, who taught Enoch, came from the fallen angels.
Ah.
Remember, the key to this is the seven generations. Right.
Yeah.
These guys were alive when the fallen angels killed.
That's right.
Do you guys know what the seven sciences are?
I listed them. I have them, but I don't know them off the top of my head.
Okay. They may be different than what you think they are. All right?
Okay.
Now, first off, number one is music, the sacred sound of OM.
Mm-hmm.
OM represents the center sound of the universe or vibration.
Which is why they go home when they, yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. Number two is the science of the atom, science of life. Number three is the science of seven rays and esoteric psychology. Okay. The seven rays reflect the seven energies required to create life. And esoteric psychology is the first in relation to basic energy patterns and the structures of the second particular applied to the soul and the personality of man. Okay. This is from the fallen angels,
Yep.
Divine laws is next, divine principles and healing. Next is art, ceremonial work. Next is politics, the science of divine rulership, which we're seeing all kinds of weird stuff
you
today.
You better believe it.
Number six, is divine leadership. And then the last one, seven, is the science of the soul, esoteric astrology. Now, esoteric astrology, simply stated, is spiritual astrology, okay? It is the soul evolution and spiritual cosmos.
All right.
This was taught to the fallen angels, okay? By the fallen angels, to Cain and to Enoch.
Stuff they were never supposed to tell us.
Exactly.
Yep.
The Sumerian god Enki, by the way, okay, was a Sumerian god of wisdom, fresh water, intelligence, trickery, mischief, crafts, magic, healing, creation, fertility, and art.
Wow.
Yeah. He got around, but it matches most all these seven different sciences.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
Now, the fallens created this mystery, and all these, you've got to ask yourself every day, how did all these gigantic things get built around the world?
Exactly.
Okay?
Yep.
How? Right?
Giants built them.
Giants. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's when you go back and you really look at these giant lines all over the earth.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it can only be done by giants.
Exactly.
All right?
Exactly.
Now, The pagan lore was based on Enoch's writing. He worshipped the sun, moon, and star. This is Enoch, the son of Cain.
The bad Enoch.
The sun god, yeah, the son of Cain. Remember, Cain lived under a curse and was marked by people who were afraid of him, but not his son Enoch. They weren't afraid of Enoch. They were afraid of Cain.
Right.
Okay? Now, from what I've read so far, he had a very strong charisma. He was seen as a messenger of the gods. Okay? Hermes, we've already covered that, became from Enoch, but everybody thought it was the biblical Enoch. Okay? It's not. All right?
Right. It's confusing.
The people of the city Enoch were called Enochians. All right? The capital was Nod. Enoch ruled it. His writings were chosen by Satan to be his personal scribe and to write the very early Sumerian text.
Wow.
He was a member of the Order of the Brotherhood and the Serpent, and given to him by the Fallen Ones, which is today known as the Illuminati. Okay.
Wow.
I've got every fact to back this up, Terry. Okay?
Wow.
The Illuminati hate the name of God and
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, they
all
do.
Right?
Absolutely
and
correct.
Then, look how the Catholic Church is morphing before our eyes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You better believe it.
Okay. He created the original pagan, this is Enoch, the evil Enoch.
Right.
The original pagan symbol. The first was a triangle six-point star, the symbol to represent all-knowing, the one who sees above and below, and the all-seeing eye, which is on every one of our dollar bills.
You better
okay?
believe it. Federal
the
Reserve
joint
notes.
Circular snake circle to be God above men, okay? The Illuminati symbol. All these symbols came from Enoch,
the son of Cain. Yep.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I'm firmly convinced he wrote the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Epic of Gilgamesh, and the Zoroastrian text.
He wrote it for his god, Satan.
For his god.
That's right.
Have you ever heard of what's called an Enochian?
Enochian.
The angelic language.
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's E-N-O-C-H-I-A-N, all right?
From Enoch.
And
yeah.
It's all... The Enochian. It's all attributed, everybody says it's attributed to Enoch, the seventh from Adam. Enochian magic is another thing, ceremonial magic.
Big
it all goes back to Enoch, the son of Cain.
Wow.
And then it goes on and on.
It's brilliant to have a bad Enoch because that confuses everyone.
Yes, it does.
It's been that way from the beginning and it's still going on now.
Yes, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard of the Archangel Metatron?
No.
Yes, I have it. Yeah.
Okay. Metatron has been the Hebrew. Everybody says Metatron is the Hebrew prophet Enoch. Listen to this crap, okay? And has become a, because once he ascended, God transformed him into a powerful archangel, okay? And then it says in Genesis 5:24, it says Enoch walked with God and so forth. And then they said, according to this, I don't know, some guy, a Hebrew mystic and scholar, mystic's the key. The prophet Enoch's flesh returned to flame, his veins to fire, his eyelashes to flashes, and he's turned into this angel. All right?
Yeah, right.
Where does that say that in the Bible?
It doesn't. Just says he walked with God.
Yeah. Okay. And I firmly believe Enoch and Elijah are going to come back as the two witnesses.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've taken way too much of your time.
No, this is fascinating.
I'm totally hooked.
Not going into detail, but Metatron is reverend in the Masonic realm.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Now, and you go through all this, and everybody keeps saying it's Enochian magic, Enochianist. No, not the good Enoch, the evil Enoch, the satanic Enoch.
Brilliant.
That was handpicked and trained by Cain, which is his firstborn son, and Satan.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's perfect. I mean, it's a brilliant idea.
And I believe is also Metatron is also a play on the Transformers, the evil robot Megatron.
Or Megatron's a play on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you would not. I've wasted too much time. You would not believe what I read about that today, Postman. about Metatron and that whole thing where that's taken from. That coincides with everything you've been saying. That he put it right in front of our face.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting in plain sight, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right in plain sight.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, but.
Wow.
Good. Anyway.
Good.
I'm taking too much of your time, but I thought this was fascinating.
It is
you
fascinating.
Like that? What about 50 to 60 hours in this week because I couldn't stop.
I got you. Thank you.
Yeah. So I appreciate your friendship, guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you,
all right,
friend.
Thank you.
Take care, Frank. See
all
you,
right,
buddy.
We'll see ya.
All right, let me set this break we're late for. Imagine that. It's kind of like a night of late breaks.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
'Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, we're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program. We have another hour to go. 272-9228 number here in the Bluedale building up in the attic with no static. You're listening to a show called Clearing the Air. I advised you at the very beginning of this program not to believe a word you hear. Do your own homework. Do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. Because what you believe, your thought process, where that takes you is your reality. It's not the reality. It's your reality. Now, sometimes your reality and the reality are the same. Hopefully. Other times, they're not. It's kind of how it works. But don't believe anything the mainstream media tells you. Basically, what they tell you, flip it 180, and you have the truth, because the truth is not in these Luciferian psychopaths. And we have a call. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, Terry, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam. How are you, buddy?
Well, listen, I just want to let you know that I'm a brave man.
You are a brave man.
Listen, to try and follow Frank, are you...
right? I know.
It's
come
okay.
on. No, listen, there's a reason that I enjoy your podcast. Mm. That's why you can, that's solid. That's concentrated. You have to soak it in.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
But when he was talking about the hieroglyphs earlier,
mm-hmm.
I've seen some, I saw something on television once about that. In Antarctica, there were some rooms found with strange hieroglyphs. And,
yep.
And all of a sudden it just hit me about the Nazca lines and the symbols. I could see that. They do. They will appear as hieroglyphs.
And, yep.
And as a language, it just I just had one of those moments where it all made sense.
You had an epiphany, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Actually, that was a star constellation.
Star constellation.
Yeah, on the Nazca lines, yeah. Yeah, because all the fingers and toes of each one of those animals that they have depicted on those megaglyphs are, if you count the stars in the constellation that, actually, if you count the appendages in the geoglyph, it will match the star constellation that it represents.
Oh, that's beautiful. No, I mean, it really is. Because, you know, there has to be a deep logic behind all the effort that went in to make those.
Uh-huh. I agree.
I don't take that for granted, but I'm just, I just want to call in and say, man, I'm enjoying the show, and God bless.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that, Sam. It's good good meeting you the other night, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, life is good. Oh. Which I think your farm story.
What?
We had a bull. Yes, here on the farm. Yesterday we had a bulldozer on the place, and we were cleaning up, and we removed a tree, and we knocked down a power line, and
Whoa, man,
come on, I'm Army Engineer, I should know better, but it was like the tree jumped up and snatched the line down.
Uh-oh.
It was this last gasp at life, and it had a, anyway.
Wow.
I talked to y'all, no, it's all true, man. It had to happen.
It happens.
Wow. I swear, we were pushing that tree off in the gully, and it's like it jumped up, one little power line,
It happens, man. Been there, done that.
I enjoy your show, and y'all sound great. How about that?
That'll work. Thank you, Sam.
Have a good night.
Good night. Yeah, I met Sam at the pizza get-together thing. Cool guy. Had a nice long conversation. He made sport of me quite a bit, but I'm expected that. I'm used to that. I'm used to being made sport of. But, yeah, I have a lot of respect for him. He went and served his country overseas. Told me a lot of stories about what went on over there, and it's kind of what you would expect, but, it is what it is. Gosh, man, I got so much stuff we could get into right now. Let me see. I don't want to get into Project Pogo or Project Zephyr yet because I haven't pre-listened to it yet to know exactly what it is. Oh, you know what? I have to read a chapter of Dean Henderson's book. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, yeah.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but I believe we're on chapter 3.
I believe you are correct.
The Crown's Alphabet Thought Police. The year 2019 marked the beginning of a major purge of information from the World Wide Web as the spider in the middle of the web began to show itself. YouTube demonetized the videos of many, quote, conspiracy researchers. Amazon began a book banning purge. Google targeted anti-vaccine and chemtrail sites for demotion while elevating establishment trolls and cowardly debunkers, many of whom are in the employ of the intelligence agencies. Yes, that's true. As millions of people continue to awaken to the diabolical plot of the Nephilim Crown bankers to kill off a large chunk of humanity, read your Bible, folks, their City of London finance Silicon Valley group is desperate to squelch any information which sheds light on this cabal, he spells that with a K, interestingly enough, which of late has been busy scrambling the alphabet in a sort of Freemasonic electronic witchcraft, quote, Wikipedia, designed to thwart the Great Awakening. The main tool is aptly named Alphabet, one of the world's most expensive stocks and owner of both YouTube and Google. The timing of this purge was no coincidence. On the 16th of February, 2019, at the Munich Security Conference, Google delivered a 30-page white paper outlining their strategy for combating, quote, fake news on their various internet platforms, including YouTube. Their Orwellian proposals included giving people context about the information they see, making authoritative sources readily available, and preventing YouTube uploads of, quote, bizarre conspiracy theories. They're gonna pull my YouTube channel. I can tell you that right now. Google partners in this effort include the First Draft Coalition, the Trust Project. I love the way they name these things. You immediately just, it's cockle-warming, these names, you know. Trust Project and the International Fact-Checking Network. All these groups are front groups for the mainstream media organizations and NGOs run by the global elite. Amen on that, Dean Henderson. One of the major players in this internet censorship is Haymarket Media, a London-based Royal Society tentacle launched only this year and led by former Thatcher cabinet member Michael Heseltine. Haymarket has its headquarters in Bridget House, home to Bridge House Estates, a charitable trust founded by royal charter in 1282 by the City of London Corporation. And yes, I said corporation, just like America's a corporation. Bridge House makes its grants through the City Bridge Fund, which along with City's Cash and City Fund are the three funds managed by the City of London Corporation, or Incorporated. Interestingly, United States Federal Bridge Certification Authority, that's the FBCA, is the basis for secure U.S. intergovernmental communications. Many of these communications are contracted and administered by Crown Agent Serco. Is FBCA being monitored by the City Bridge Fund or British Bridge House Estates? Question mark. Haymarket is a major media partner with the Trust Project, which will place a trust mark on those websites which it deems reliable. The Trust Project was founded by Haymarket Media, the Globe and Mail, Hearst Television, the Washington Post, and the Economist magazine, among others. The Economist is a 21% owned by the Rothschilds. Other Economist owners include the Cadbury and Schroeder families, the latter of which served as Adolf Hitler's bankers, the Angeli family, the Lazard family, which is so close to Lizard, and Baron Leighton. The First Draft Coalition is also based in London. Partners include CNN, BBC, ABC News, Facebook, The Telegraph, and The Washington Post. Funding comes from Google News Initiative, Rothschild Lieutenant George Soros' Open Society Foundation, the infamous Ford Foundation, the Koch brothers, and, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who are actively sterilizing young women in Africa as I speak. First Draft specifically targets, quote, conspiracy communities. Their website talks of the need to inoculate against conspiracies about global networks of power, stating, debunking or explaining these conspiracies gives them not only legitimacy, but a set of keywords for your audience to use to search for more information. Good Lord, we can't have that. Before the internet, such remote communities struggled to connect because it was so difficult to meet face-to-face. Now such communities, because of the internet, can flourish. The third Google censorship partner is the International Fact-Checking Coalition, which is operated by the Poynter Institute. Major funders of this include Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, Charles Koch Foundation, National Endowment for Democracy, and George Soros' Open Society. Here we go again.
That sounds like a PBS promotions list.
Imagine that.
Doesn't it?
The global elites are very nervous. Their alphabet Tower of Babel language scrambling spell is wearing off. Let me repeat that. Their alphabet Tower of Babel language scrambling spell is wearing off. They know people are waking up to the fact that everything they've been told is a lie designed to serve the Luciferian agenda of the City of London bankers. A frickin' men. This latest frantic bout of alphabet-led oligarchy censorship, while alarming, should be ultimately seen as a tactical victory for the Great Awakening. That's the end of chapter. Could you put all that in one little short sentence? What he's saying? The powers that shouldn't be know we're onto them. So now they have launched, with all the money that they illegally steal from us, which is administered through Rothschild, Soros, all these scumbags, Luciferian psychopaths, are going to create these